From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton reports in Columbia Green Media on the reaction to the Greene County Legislature's vote on September 19th to build a new Greene County jail, the most expensive project in the county's history. The legislature voted 10-4 in favor of a $39 million measure this week and plans to take $8 million in reserves to partially pay for construction, interest, and other costs that opponents say will top $70 million. Climax resident Claudia McNulty said, and I quote, "It's an outrage," end quote. Mary Finneran of Cairo agreed. Finneran said, and I quote, "It's a shame, a travesty," end quote. "This will destroy Greene County. We can't afford the debt," end quote. Obviously, the legislators voting yes disagreed. Coxsackie's Charles Martinez said, and I quote, "It turned out just the way I expected. We need a jail in Greene County," end quote. Cairo's William Lawrence, who led the charge for the new jail, agreed with Martinez. He said, and I quote, "It's a logical conclusion to the jail project concerns. We've tried to hear everyone's concerns and adopt our thinking to that point of view. I see no better solution, as ugly as it may seem," end quote. Wyndham's Lori Torgerson voted against the bond, and she said, and I quote, "I'm profoundly disappointed for this county that I love and the people who live here. This is the single biggest mistake I've been involved with in my entire career. We had an incredible opportunity as leaders to save taxpayers from this expenditure and to do better for criminal justice, but we squandered that opportunity. I wish there was something that could stop this project and give us another chance to do better," end quote. Catskill's legislative team split on the bond vote, with Lori Overbar and Matt Lovera voting to move the facility out of Catskill, and Michael Bulich and Kevin C. Lennon voting against the measure. Also voting for the measures were Cairo's William B. Lawrence and Harry A. Lennon, Hunter's Larry Gardner, Greenville's Kevin Lewis, Athens' Lee Palmateer, New Baltimore's Patrick S. Linger, and Coxsackie's Thomas M. Hobart and Charles Martinez. Wyndham's Lori Torgerson and Durham's Adrian O'Connor Jr. were the other no votes. The legislature has been previously considering a much cheaper proposal to share a facility with Columbia County. Torgerson said some local residents are trying to add a referendum to the ballot to overturn the decision. The State Commission of Corrections will approve or deny the project within 60 days, and construction will take at least 2 years. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Chris McKenna at the Fray reports that Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, is one of 8 House Republicans working to extend the Violence Against Women Act after it expires September 30th. Faso wants just a 6-month extension to allow time to negotiate a longer compromise extension on the 1994 law that provides money for programs meant to prevent and address domestic violence and sexual assault. Congress has reauthorized VAWA 3 times since 1994, but House Republicans did not take up the measure this summer. Faso said in a press release, and I quote, "VAWA programs are instrumental in increasing awareness of domestic and sexual abuse, improving services and support available to victims, and enhancing law enforcement training in response to these crimes. For the safety of our communities to continue protecting and supporting survivors, we must not allow VAWA to expire. This 6-month extension of the legislation is critical, and I remain committed to working with my colleagues from both sides of the aisle to pass a long-term reauthorization," end quote. Faso and 45 other House Republicans had sent House Speaker Paul Ryan a letter last week urging Republicans to pass a bipartisan reauthorization bill. Read the full story at the Fray. Woodstock radio station WDST 100.1 FM pulled the National Republican Congressional Committee ads bashing Democrat Antonio Delgado from its airwaves this week, calling the ads, and I quote, "highly offensive and factually distorted," end quote. Delgado is trying to unseat Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, in the November election. There are 2 NRCC anti-Delgado spots airing over and over on social media and local television and radio stations. They're more music criticism than political think pieces, focusing more on a hip-hop album Delgado released 12 years ago than on any of his political opinions, and have been called racist by some. Gary Chetkoff, WDST's president, wrote on Facebook September 20th, and I quote, "While we try not to impose censorship restrictions and while we do support the free exchange of ideas, even those we do not support, we believe that these ads are highly offensive and factually distorted. Therefore, after extensive conversation with our FCC attorneys in order to understand our right not to run these political ads, we have decided to discontinue these advertisements," end quote. Political observers suggested the NRCC may complain to the Federal Communications Commission about the decision. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org.